Sir, you had a question here, and then in the back.
Well, I have a question and comment about terrorism.
I have seen a very interesting resemblance in terms of, in broad sense, ideology of Marxist fundamentalists of the 60s, but, you know, those engaged in terrorism using the Foucault tactic, you know, inspired by Cuban Revolution, and the Al-Qaeda and other, you know, Islamic jihadist terrorists, you know, there's this, yeah. So if we have a proper understanding of what Marxist terrorist movement declined, we would have been able to understand the Islamic terrorists much more effectively. Number one. Number two, I respectfully disagree with the issue of complexity. In my view, it is not that complex. If we had in Tora Bora and, you know, just the first year after 9/11, managed to comb that area and get rid of the leadership of Al-Qaeda, it would have effectively destroyed Al-Qaeda as a sort of a motivating force among other, you know, group who are prone to violent activities, you know. So to a large extent, the understanding terrorism or the rise of sort of a terrorist, terrorism, particularly after 9/11, has to do with our inability to do the right thing, particularly, you know, in Afghanistan and in the area between Pakistan and Afghanistan, the tribal areas where the leadership of Al-Qaeda are hiding. Thank you.
Sure. The first point, I mean, yes, I mean, it's critical that we adopt and appreciate the value of history when it comes to understanding terrorism. I fully agree with you on that. I would contest the issue of terrorism not being complex. I think it's enormously complex. The point I made earlier on is that I don't think that appreciating terrorism as complex means that that's going to prevent us from coming up with manageable solutions for limiting and controlling terrorism. One of the great ironies, I think, since 9/11 is that the issue of not only who or what is a terrorist, but what does it mean to be a terrorist is now utterly confused. Is a terrorist someone who runs a website for Al-Qaeda? I mean, on one level, clearly not. But on another level, you say, well, you know, they're what that person or that network of individuals is doing may not directly contribute to the commission of terrorist events, but without it, the group would be much worse off. So I think that issue has become confused. The issue of what it means to be involved in terrorism is now much broader, perhaps, than we would like it to be.
Anything to add, Mr. Ruffin?
I think on the issue of complexity, I think understanding the new face of terrorism and violent non-state actors may not be as complex as it needs to be. We just haven't invested enough, and that's why the project is so worthwhile. But I think part of it's the interaction, particularly in the information environment, the complexity between the adversaries and the Al-Qaeda, for an example, ability to get its narrative out, and the inability of Western states to understand the code words, understand how to best package our message, best support those who also have a positive message to get out and counter the Al-Qaeda's narrative. So it's the interaction with all the noise and all the diffusion and all the interference of getting that effective counter-narrative out and Al-Qaeda's sophistication and seemingly at times to out-compete with us. Both Mr. Gates and Mr. Rumsfeld have talked about this challenge in a 24/7 news hour cycle. So the complexity is not just the opponents, it's also the environmental and the interaction between our country and the West and these other societies and then these subgroups. I think that's part of the complexity. On your point on 2003, I think a successful conclusion in the Hindu Kush and Tora Bora in 2003 would have been certainly operationally decisive, would have impacted the credibility of some of these groups in the long run, and we would probably perhaps be in a different position today. But again, that's the great thing from a military historian, for it, you know, being able to look backwards at counterfactuals is nice, but it doesn't serve us very much. We are where we are today and this group is alive and well in some respects, has more operational advantages in its current position than it did in 2002 and 2001. But I agree with you. Things could have played out differently in that operation and in other activities, and credibility factor would be significantly diminished today.
We have time for one more question. It's right back here.